We're live at EXT. Local 518 Bob Warren has stopped by to play us a few songs and talk about a new record you have coming.
Oh, yeah. Really excited about this one, Chris. I don't know which album this is number-wise. I think it maybe is the 9th or 10th album, but I think it's already my favorite, so I'm happy about it. It's called My Town. The title song, My Town, is about my town, the little village of Greenwich, New York. And then a few of the other songs also talk about my town, about where I live, and about a linen mill that employed a lot of people and brought a lot of folks from Ireland over in the late 1800s, which really shaped what my town is and what it's become. It seemed like the appropriate title. But I've also recorded a few songs that have been kicking around for years that I don't know why I never recorded. And I said, okay, this might be a good time to do it.
The songs then, are they kind of the songs about your town? Are they kind of like a little history on Greenwich?
Yeah, the one song is called Dunbarton, and it's about the linen mill. It's an 8 minute and 18 second song. It's long, I realize that, and I've had a few friends suggest that perhaps I should edit a little bit, but I like the way it breathes. I like the fact that it has a long musical interlude. It comes up into the song talking about how people came over from Ireland to work in the mill, and then it talks about how, you know, because back then they worked 6 days a week. They really had Sundays off. The song in the verse before the instrumental bridge talks about them going home to sing and dance and dream, is what it says. And so I was very fortunate. I had the Grady girls, the Grady sisters and cousins, who are from Ithaca and Saratoga, play the little, I think it's called a slip. It's a slip jig. It's not a reel. I thought it was a reel that I had written. It's a different form of Irish dance. They lent their voices, so to speak, with violin and baran and flute. And so there's a little dance thing in the middle. And when it comes back up out of that, it talks about the closing of the mill and the fact that today the remnants of the mill are basically just foundation and weeds growing up. It exists still because all the people that I grew up with in town and all, they wouldn't be there if it hadn't been for that mill.
And when was that closing?
The mill closed in 1952. So it's been closed quite a while. But, you know, their parents, their grandparents, great-grandparents came over and worked that mill. That is a little bit of the history of our town.
So besides the Grady girls, who else did you have play on the record?
Oh, well, very fortunate. Years ago, I wrote a song about how my wife and I met. It's called A Love Song. Other people have recorded it, but I never have, and I finally got around to it. And Joe Gitto came in and played chromatic harmonica on it. But pretty much the thing about the album, I think, that distinguishes it from other things that I've done is Tony Markellis, my bassist, Matt Donnelly, my keyboardist, and Danny Welchel, percussionist. We set up in my living room on Sunday, May 6th, and we recorded everything but two of the songs. And I had mics set up to not only capture things close up, but to capture some of the reflections, because we have 18-foot ceiling in that room. And it's interesting that there's a few places on the album where you'll hear that. You'll hear something bounce up high and come back into the microphones. We played live. We played live together. And then I had people come in and add things. So my brother Don plays guitar, and our friend Joy McKenzie sings with us.
We're live at EXT with Bob Warren. Bob's new album coming out called My Town. We've got Tony here with a microphone, too. Tony Markellis, thank you for coming by and
my
playing
pleasure,
with Bob
please.
Today. Tony, tell me about playing these songs that Bob writes.
Bob is one of a few great songwriters who I've been lucky enough to play with for the last, 40 years now?
At least.
In the late 70s, I think we started playing together.
Yep.
We're good friends, and we get along well. But the songs, they're just great songs. And I think Bob's actually getting better. He started off as a great songwriter, and it's getting better than that.
Bob, why don't you tell us about this first song you're going to play for us?
The deal I made is I lived in Saratoga for many years. And when I met my wife, she had grown up in Greenwich, where we live now. And I had lived in Greenwich when I first moved upstate when I was a teenager. It just felt right to move there and to have our son, Kevin, grow up there. I really like the town. I'm very fortunate that I can get in the car and quickly be in Saratoga Springs, which offers a lot of things that Greenwich doesn't offer. You know, there are certain types of stores. There's certainly restaurants. There's a ton of music in Saratoga. So I feel like I've got the best of both worlds. I'm kind of like a grandparent who gets to go see the grandkids and then leave when they want. Because what I don't have to do is put up with the traffic and all of the other stuff that comes also along with being in Saratoga. It's a beautiful town, don't get me wrong, but Greenwich is even nicer. It fits me better. And that's what that song is about. It's about being able to finally in your life find a place where you say, this is my home.
You find it all right here? Well, not everything, but a drive to Saratoga will get you the thing you need. It's a trade-off that I'd never trade. I'm very happy with the deal I've made. There are open meadows and a river that flows, rolling hills in the life I chose. Plenty of sunshine, plenty of shade. I'm very happy with the deal I've made. Very few wishes that matter now. The ones that mattered most, they came true somehow. Got a loving family, got a place to write, and I can see the stars from my bed at night. Matter now. The ones that mattered most, they came true somehow. Got a loving family, got a place to write, and I can see the stars from my bed at night. I found it all right here, place to live my life, where we raised our son, where I met my wife. To find my home, I had to come a long, long way. I'm very happy with the deal I've made.
I'm Bob Warren. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Took a drive through the old hood. Sunny day, I was feeling good until I turned down to my old block, where my jaw just dropped from shock. Slammed on the brakes, went into a skid to witness the terrible thing you did. Well, I hate the color you painted my old house. Bet you went down to the hardware store and said, don't sell me none of that Benjamin board. No, give me the cheapest paint in the place, lacking in both restraint and taste. Maybe some cans of rejected paint that made the original customer faint. Well, I hate the color you painted my old house. Whoa! Thank you. on the cutting edge of all that's new and artistic free spirit, your inner child, roller in hand, Van Gogh gone wild, rendered the walls in a bubble gum, the shutters in salmon, polonial tongue. Well, I hate to color you, painted my old house. I hate to color you, painted my old house.
Live at EXT Local 518, Bob Warren is playing here with Tony and Matt. This is a really great treat to have you guys playing this here today.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Hate the color you painted my old house. First of all, what would make you make a song like that?
Well,
Did you really hate the color?
Real life adventure.
I actually sat in that house with the folks, my friends who bought it, when I had first gotten the inkling of an idea to write this song. And I said to them, and I just want you to understand, it's not really about my old house. Uh-huh. But what it is if you drive outside of the village of Greenwich, and I'm not going to even say which direction, there is a house that used to be a beautiful white farmhouse with green shutters, and now it's the colors mentioned in the song. And as many times as I drive by it and try to will myself to like it, or even just appreciate the fact that it's a free country and you can paint your house whatever color you want to, I don't like it. I hate it. So I try to imagine what it would be like if you actually sold your house and then you went back to your old neighborhood to drive by your old house and said, oh my God, look at what they've done. Right? So that's what this song is.
I like to think of this song as part of a series of songs that Bob has written that in an attempt to get himself run out of town on a rail. Maybe Tarred and Feathered on top of that.
Yeah, that would be a good album. I should collect all those songs together.
We're live at EXT with Bob Warren. This is great. The new album is called My Town. Now, earlier you mentioned about being able to go to Saratoga, and there's lots of great music there. I have to say, though, that the town of Greenwich seems to have produced like a boatload of musicians.
Yeah. I grew up with Hal Ketchum, and we had a band during and after high school for a few years. You know, he's done very well for himself. He's always had a beautiful singing voice. Turns out that he writes some great songs as well, so that's really great. And Josh Carter from Fanagram briefly took guitar lessons with me because I also teach. I don't think I have anything to do with what Josh does now. I mean, in terms of me helping him to get there, he was already a player when he got to me. You know, he's just doing great things.
Yeah. Well, the Eastbound Jesus.
And Eastbound Jesus.
And,
yeah.
My goodness.
Good group. Good songwriting in that.
Is there something in the water up there in Greenwich that gets people playing all these great songs and music?
I don't know. You know, I kind of suspect that because if I think about it, I'm looking at Tony right now as I'm saying this. We each know people who write beautiful songs and perform really well who have just never become a blip on most people's radar. And I'm guessing you could go to pretty much any town and find somebody, might even be an Emily Dickinson sort of folk, you know, person, songwriter who no one knows about, who 50 years from now, they go, oh my God, look what that person did. Look what they wrote. I just think that anyone who loves it, and if they stay with it long enough, they're going to write some good things. They're going to produce some good things.
Bob, you've been doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What inspires you to continue to write songs? And as Tony says, to continue to write songs that get better and better each time we hear new songs.
I think for me, it's almost like it's therapy. When my son was going off to college, and that's one of the songs I recorded for this album, I had to write about it. It was the only way I could really come to terms with the change that was going to happen, where I wasn't going to see him every day. Would see him on Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas and, you know, that sort of thing. And that was my way of being able to cope with it. Sometimes I need to write about what's going on inside of me and outside of me just to have any feeling of balance.
Bob, let's remind folks where they can find you online because they're going to maybe want to look you up and see what other shows you're playing and your albums and stuff.
They would go to bob-warren.com. My middle name is hyphen. It's actually, you have to put a dash mark between my first and last name because there is a bob-warren.com. So you have to go bob-warren.com. Information and sound clips and little videos are on that. Also my schedule. You are the best having us. Thank you. Thank you.
This is where I make my home. Watch the rising of the sun. Hang my hat when day's done. My town. Not the place where I was born. But the place where I am from. Where my lost became my found. My town. Once you are where you belong, in the place that makes you strong, there comes a peace you've never known. My town.
This is Bob Warren. Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.